Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Meredith, and I'm on the grid. I'm also on SiriusXM channel 204. Let's do this thing. The countdown to first pitch is on. The Major League Baseball postseason is set to begin. We're breaking it down. Donnie Wrightside, a.k.a. Donnie Baseball, is going to step up and in and join us. Dubsy's kicking it with us. We've got Dave Sherapan. We got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. We got the Yankees and the Red Sox. As Jim Harbaugh would say, who's got it better than us? Nobody! What's up, Cam?
Really, Maratzi? We're doing okay. Actually, the bets have been going pretty good. I can't complain. Any more NHL preseason or NBA on the list tonight? We'll see.
You like the Sacramento Kings pick?
Yes, I did. Know what I didn't like? Losing the Sharks game in a shootout, and our percentage is like 90, but some things never change. We can't win shootouts. Can you believe
it? Would have been 5-3 home teams when it was all said and done. And I thought about something you said too, it was a mistake. We got to eliminate the Buffalo Sabres. Like, we're never betting on the Sabres ever again in any circumstance. All right. Even in the preseason, yep. That was a mistake, leaving them on the card as the home team. Would have went 5-3. We got screwed in a shootout again. What a shocker, Cam. What a shocker. Yep.
I do too.
But I didn't even watch. No, when it went to overtime, I was like, yeah, whatever, yeah. I'm done. I didn't watch. I saw people in the chat, hey, Marinci lost a shootout again. It's like, whatever. Yeah. I'm aware. Yeah. I didn't even have to watch.
We're very aware. And the thing is, as I said, we're going to have to do 60-minute regulation bets. I don't even care about what happens after that, because even if we do win in overtime, the odds of us losing, if it goes to a shootout, we're doomed. Like, I try to stay positive, okay? But it's not, like, the percentages over time say, like, it doesn't matter.
I'm waiting for it to turn around, but it's not happening. No, it's been, 10 years, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go back to the score days, actually. Yes, like, it's been forever.
Our shootout record
is, I remember you and I crying about this 15 years ago. I swear to God. I remember going, I never went on a shootout. Can't take this.
It's true. And honestly, think about our record, not for shootouts. No, it's actually,
my record's like 8%. I'm not even exaggerating. I honestly think, guys, I'm like 16-342 or something. I'm not kidding. Like, I can count, like, maybe I've won maybe 10 times in my life, and I've lost literally, I don't know, man, maybe 650 times.
Yeah, like, it's not, I'm gonna even be funny. Honest. If there's 10 shootouts, we'll probably win 1.5. Yeah, I'm thinking
one or two.
Right in the middle. Like, about one and a half.
It's happened to us. It happened to us the other night. Like, basically, Cam, there were like four overtimes.
We're 0-2 this year.
We got one of them. Now, the other night, there was a four of them. I was like, come on, give me 2-2. Nah, one. I was actually impressed. I'm like, well, it's a start. It's a start.
You're right.
I got a couple of preseason. We're not running it through the garden tonight, Cam. A little bit more restrained, but we've got some NHL preseason picks. We're ready to go. You know what? Forget about the Red Sox and the Yankees. Ooh, Red Sox, Yankees. Ooh. You want to talk about a real rivalry? The newest rivalry in sport? The Seattle Kraken and the Vancouver Canucks.
Yes.
Pacific Northwest hockey hatred. Hatred.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me. By the couple games in, these guys are going to hate each other, because the Kraken are going to play a real annoying, suffocating, boring game and drive every single team nuts in that conference.
Kraken and the Canucks tonight. What a name, eh? Kraken and Canucks.
That sounds like
who we got there? Who we got there? Hey, hey, and the Canucks versus Kraken.
A bottle of Kraken.
All right, shout out to our AM Radio affiliates. We'll get to the Red Sox and the Yankees, but can you have more of like a hoserish type of hockey matchup?
I said, like, who you like you're there, right. Eh? And the Canucks versus Kraken there, eh?
So I go down to the donut shop there, eh? And you, yeah, another Canucks and Kraken game. I don't know what to do every time the Canucks and Kraken.
It's the first time they're playing in Vancouver, actually. Yeah. All kidding aside, the Canucks see it. There's Kraken gear popping up everywhere. And this is the new thing. They got to put the fire out early, Cam. Beat them early. I was watching the game day press conference with Travis Green. I love this guy. Man, is he sour. Like, he sort of smiled, like, briefly, and he caught himself. Yeah. He was like, I went back to us. Like,
I used to do the Leafs when he was part of the team. That guy scared me. He'd just give you a look. It's like, okay, I can't even get tape from this guy. He wants to kill people. No. You're right. He's got that look. Oh, jeez.
See, I like him, so I'm not going to tell the full stories now. No, I'm part of the hockey cover-up crew. I swear to God, when I saw this guy got hired as a coach, Cam, like years ago, like I was like in the AHL, I nearly fell off my chair. I was like, it's like, that's like hiring David Lee Roth to be like, you know, your drug counselor or something. I was like, Travis Green. I was like, no, I'm just saying, no, Travis Green, guys, great guy. I got no problem. Like, Travis Green was just your typical hockey player, like drinking. No. Like doing his thing, like I remember.
He's
like,
a good hockey man. He's good for the job.
Yeah, he's a lifer. Yeah, like,
yes.
No,
yes.
He totally does. And that's why he's a good coach, because he can understand. Listen, I've got wasted too. He was on the worst Islander teams ever, Cam. I think he wore the fish sticks.
He did.
He might have been right before the fish sticks, yes. Or right around.
No, he was there.
They were
he
bad.
Was there with Ziggy Palfy and the rest of those, Captain Highliner and the, you know.
Long story short, Cam, I went to the strip club Wanda's, all right, in Montreal. I was at Wanda's. It was a Friday night. The New York Islanders were there, and they were terrible, dude. And it's a big brouhaha.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Most hockey teams, they did not want to pay their bill at the end of the night. I don't know why. So it was a big brouhaha.
I remember looking over
and thinking, I'm like, God, you guys are clowns, and I'm going to bet against you more. You're going to lose. And they lost like 5-0. They did. It was one of the best times I actually won with that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're rolling. It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. The countdown is on. We're now joined by a man who's very fired up for the games tonight. Mm-hmm. Donnie's got two screens set up. He's got his big screen, Yankees, Red Sox, and he's got a secondary screen ready for the Kraken and Canuck game tonight, Cam. Little ice hockey action. Hey, I was telling Sherpan yesterday, you and Walsh, hockey's on ESPN now, Donnie. There's going to be a lot of hockey around. You're not going to be able to avoid it, actually, dude. You're going to be, like, flicking around. And TNT has it, Donnie, so imagine. They're just going to alternate by one night by night. Yeah, you got NHL tonight, we got NBA. No, you got hockey, we got, like, I guess you'll always be going where the NBA is. You'll be back.
No, I actually like the fact that it's back on ESPN, because I remember even going to school in northern New Jersey in the 90s, ESPN had every hockey game on. Gary Thorne was my favorite hockey announcer by far. That was with the whole Legion of Doom Lindros line. Once it gets back into the mainstream, more people will watch it and more people will bet it. It was so hard. Like, CNBC had the game. CNN might have had a game or two. You could never know where to find it. Now that it's on mainstream, people will watch, people will bet, and that's good for the sport.
It's a good call.
The Stanley Cup Finals. We're on CSNBC 17-G, whatever it was.
Gabe, my brother's like, the Flames are his life, right? So we're at the Golden Nugget. He's like, CNBCS. It's like American Greed, followed by Flames Avalanche. What the hell's going on here?
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. All right, all kidding aside, let's get down to business here. So we got the big baseball game. I asked everybody on a poll question. It was pretty close here. Let's get the updated poll question up. I just asked who's going to win the baseball game tonight. The line is moving. Yankee money. So I see. Oh, it was 136 when I tweeted it out. Oh, and it is again. So 136 and plus 116. The total opened at 8.5 on Sunday night, guys, and it was bet down to 8. And Donnie, I'll throw it to you first. Let's start off like with the total here. I'm not really a big over baseball bettor. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not. Different sports, I have different tendencies, like when I bet totals. But with that being stated, I'm feeling this is a old fashioned Yankees, Red Sox, 4.5 hour, like. Gerrit Cole is not an ace. He got lit up by the Red Sox this year. We don't know what's going to be. Eovaldi, he might be on, he might not. The last time they faced, you know, Stanton and Judge went off. Rizzo's got a great percentage against him in his career. 8's a low number, isn't it, Donnie? Like, I'm leaning the over. I'll tell you right now, leaning the over in this baseball game. What's your take?
8 is a low number here, Gabe, and you know me. I love a good team total over, a good game over, but I'm actually leaning the opposite way in this one. Yes, it is a small ballpark, but we're talking about, you know, 60 degrees, 58 degrees at first pitch tonight, slight wind blowing in. But the reason why I like the under is not so much because Gerrit Cole can shut it down or Eovaldi can shut the game down, but this is one of those games, guys, I call a kitchen sink game. If one of these starting pitchers gets in trouble in the second inning, they're not letting them ride it out. They're not saying we need 6 innings out of you so we don't burn our bullpen for the rest of the week's games. There is no tomorrow if you lose this game. Yeah. So you're going to see high-level, high-leverage pitchers come in. Gerrit Cole might go 3 innings, load the bases with one out, and they pull him in the third inning. In the regular season, that would never happen. They're going to go matchup per matchup. But, Gabe, I do agree. This might be a 3.5 or 4-hour game, not because it's high scoring, but because you're going to see a parade of pitchers into the ballgame tonight.
What do you think about the pace and the total, Cam, of tonight's game?
Yeah, the total, I would probably, you know me, Gabe, I'd probably lean under like Donnie. I do agree, but it is such a low number, so what are we going to do? Like, look at last night in the football game, right? I told you, like, I'm a side man. I don't like totals. And every time we're screwing around with totals, bad things happen. So, you know, give me
more size. So is Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Playing the numbers game.
Yes, he's a side man. Too. Yeah, yeah. Not Urban Meyer. You should come bet with me. He's a side. Sorry, Brett. That was good. Anyway, I didn't see that one. Yeah, we're sorry.
I'm a side man.
I'm a side man. Anyway, with Donnie. Donnie brings up good points. You can't screw around tonight. You bring your bullpen in. Anytime a guy's in trouble or going to get rocked, you cut that off right away. I would say the Yankees on the whole have a little bit of an – actually, Boston's bullpen's not too bad. I don't like this total at all, Gabe. I have an opinion on the of the side and the run line in this game, but I am not betting the total. I don't see any value in the number or either way, under or over. Pass.
It's amazing, guys, how close this rivalry has been this year. So they played 19 times. The Red Sox won 10. The Yankees won 9. You know what the final score was, the combined score? 75-74.
Wow. Unreal.
75-74.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. 19 games, 1-run differential.
That's ridiculous.
So, wow. Like, we're going into this, like, anybody that thinks, oh, one side's a lock, yeah, whatever. This is literally flipping a coin, but maybe Dottie Baseball feels otherwise. I'll cut right to the chase. I'm taking, and Cam, you know, it's like it's a metamorphosis. I bet on Tom Brady the other day. Look who's, yep. I'm Bobby Boston. People in Boston love me. Let's go Red Sox. Boston Red Sox win this game 5-4. Donnie, who you got?
Look, come on. You could have made it 4-3, so I felt a little bit about my under. Sorry.
I don't have that type of power, Donnie. I'm not I sounded authoritative, but no, I don't have that power.
I think J.J. Martinez being out's a pretty big issue in this game. The one thing that does go in Gerrit Cole's favor, Gabe, but you are correct. This guy was the Cy Young Award winner, I guess, coming into September and didn't finish all that well. To right-handed batters over the last 30 days, he's got a .433 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number 309. That is disastrous. But the one thing that might be a saving grace in this one is the strikeouts in the lineup tonight for the Boston Red Sox, particularly versus right-handed pitching. Just look over the last month. You're looking at that number. You want around 20% or less from these batters. And of the batters tonight, eight of them have a 22% or higher number in strikeout percentage. If Gerrit Cole is working on his fastball and moving his off-speed stuff around, he could get in and out of some innings tonight. So I actually like the Yankees here at the price. And we woke up this morning, what, -120s? Now we're seeing the -136s. I think the Yankees will win tonight. I do.
Okay, you're going to bludgeon me? It's going to be too. I know Bergman's going to be on the Yankees.
I've been knowing it. It's actually funny. We've been on each other's side a lot recently. Like, we're on the Chargers last night. I'm with you again. I'm on Boston, and it was disappointing. Vizine Vince texted me. He goes, how could you? I'm like, what? You're on the Yankees?
How could you?
Were supposed to have a discussion. I go, this is not cool. But anyway, Moretzi, I'm riding with you tonight. Vizine Vince can hang out with Donnie Baseball, and these guys can go to the Yankee bar. We're in Boston. This one's for you, Shano. Shots of Hennessy. We're gonna party. Jameson and Guinness all the way down the damn street. Give me the underdog team at home. And I'll tell you something. I'm not just saying this. I think Eovaldi being hit hard by the Yankees is actually a positive for Boston tonight. I think he's going to regroup, figure it out, and pitch a little bit differently. They're going to have a different game plan against the Yankees lineup tonight. I think it's okay. I like the Yankees, Gabe, and I actually, Donnie's score sounds good to me. 4-2 Red Sox.
Yes.
That's the way I think the game's going to go down.
See, my deal with this is Gerrit Cole's a nice guy and he's a good pitcher, but I don't really fully trust him in a big game, as crazy as it sounds. Like, I don't look at him Like, I agree with you. Like, you know what I mean? Rafael Devers crushes him. The Boston Red Sox this year hit him. Gerrit Cole's ERA against the Red Sox this year, 4.91. I don't have to tell you, Donnie. Over the last month, we saw that subpar performance against the Cleveland Guardians, Indians, whatever the hell they're called, Cleveland. So over those last three starts, guys, Gerrit Cole, opponents have a 9.88 OPS. His earned run average is 7.64, guys, in the last three games. And everyone's going to listen. Stanton was on fire. Stanton and Judge murdered these guys at Fenway last week or a week and a half ago, whatever, Donnie. So I'm curious your take. Does Cora pitch to these guys? And a player that no one's talking about, and I hate that Martinez is out, but Rafael Devers is killing it right now, Donnie. This guy's carrying his team.
Yeah, Devers been good. Take a look at over the last month here for right-handed pitchers, which Cole is. Look at Devers, a 362 ISO power number, which is off the charts, combined with a weighted on base percentage of 437. If you're looking tonight on the FanDuel Sportsbook, which I thought was an interesting bet here for a plus money number, Rafael Devers to get one RBI tonight, plus 150. I think that's doable.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Oh, I like that. Hey, I'm in, Donnie.
Yeah. See how what kind of salesman prompt. Donnie is? We just stepped on the lot. Both of us are driving on race, just cashing his commission check.
Get in the Cadillac.
Dude, three RBIs in his last start against, last time he faced Coyote.
As I said, sold.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Exciting times. Major League Baseball playoffs set to begin this evening. Doesn't get much bigger than the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. I sound like Joe Lisi. Huge game, Cam. Love it. Love the show. Huge game. Huge game.
It is huge.
It's great. Love huge. The show, guys. New York Yankees. New York Yankees minus 136. Boston Red Sox plus 116. The total is 8. And, Cam, you said something before, and I'll throw it to you on this. You said that you actually don't mind that Eovaldi got hit hard last time.
No,
And the fact is, listen, he's pitched against them 6 times this year, guys. And his first 5 starts against the Yankees this year completely shut him down. He had an ERA of 2.01. And then he got lit up Stanton, homered, and Judge. Stanton and Judge went off. I'm curious to see how Cora approaches this. Are you going to pitch to him? Are you going to pitch around these guys? I don't know if they're going to intentionally walk him. I'm curious to see how they approach it. So I don't have a problem with Eovaldi, and I agree with Donnie. I think it's going to be all hands on deck as well for both teams as the game goes on. But I've actually got confidence in Eovaldi. And, guys, I don't think it can be discounted that Cora is a lot better of a manager than Boone is, too, in a one-game setting.
I think so.
I think he is. Yeah. Go ahead, Cam. Let it go.
Yeah, no. The thing is, everyone, like, I think a lot of the time people rip Boone too much. But you know what I mean? Like, a lot of the time, it's always just blame the manager. It's like low-hanging fruit. But he has
no, he's not a bad manager, but he's not. He doesn't do anything. No, he doesn't do it. They don't manage.
Yeah, I prefer
Cashman
Cora.
Manages the team. It's all analytics.
I prefer Cora. I think he's a better manager. And the thing is, Boston was in a situation before where they were cold. But now, going to this game, everyone's like, oh, well, you know, they barely beat. But look what they did. They came back against the Nationals. There was a lot of positives. As for the Yankees, sure, you beat the Rays, but how's your offense doing? The last game you won 1-0, right? So I'm looking at these things as like everyone like kind of talking about, oh, these guys, it's going to be easy and they're going to hit Eovaldi. I disagree completely. And I love props with Devers, and Verdugo is my guy, Gabe. As we talked about over Donnie just before the break, I told you guys Verdugo and Devers are my guys with Boston. I think they get the RBIs tonight. I think Eovaldi pitch as well. 4-2 final, RBIs for both guys. Let's rock.
All right, so we're all over the place here. I say 5-4 Sox. Cam says 4-2, and Donnie says 4-3 Bronx Bombers.
Yeah, well, I like it.
We're lingering. We're in the same area code, kind of. Yeah,
somebody's got to win. Dang. Sure.
Yeah, somebody.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it's guaranteed win night.
It is guaranteed win night.
So for the listeners and the viewers, you got to pick your spot. You can go with me. Me and Cam with the Red Sox. I'm on the over. Cam's not even going to bet the total, though, are you? You're not betting the total.
No, I'm going to be honest. Cam's not a total guy. No, I'm not. Right, so I'm just going to let
our poll question. Our poll question so far, 128 responses. We just threw it up there. 55.5% take the New York Yankees. Ooh. And we got 44.5% on the Boston Red Sox so far. All right, so let me retweet that. Let's get it. Let's get that going. It's buried on Twitter here. Let's get that poll question up and running. All right, so Dodgers and Cardinals. Let's keep this rolling, Don. Let's talk baseball tonight here. Dodgers and Cardinals. It's 225 right now at FanDuel. 225 for the Dodgers, 7.5. And, of course, it's Adam Wainwright versus Max Scherzer. St. Louis Cardinals pay plus 188. What's your take on the National wild card game, Donnie?
I think it's just amazing that we're talking about a game between the Yankees and the Red Sox roughly at minus 130, and then you jump to another one where one team basically won like 30 games in a row, and they're still going to be a 225, you know, minus 225 favorite there to the Dodgers, plus 188 on the opposite side to the Cardinals. I have the Dodgers in the World Series, so I can't change my opinion now. I picked the Dodgers and the Astros a couple months back. Very chalky, but there's no reason for me to step out of this. Max Scherzer was brought into Los Angeles to win this baseball game, and I believe he is the best pitcher in baseball. If I had one guy, Gabe, same thing with you. If you had one guy to start in a game at Chavez Ravine, it would be Max Scherzer for me. He's going to take the bump. I think he pitches well. I think he holds that offense down. Another game that's leveled at 7.5 across the board. I can see lower scoring because, again, same premises from the Yankees and the Red Sox here. If somebody struggles in this game, the bullpens are going to come into play. I trust the Dodgers bullpen a little bit more, but I trust the Dodgers overall lineup more to do it. And again, I have that pedigree pitcher of Max Scherzer. I don't not necessarily going to take the Dodgers at a minus 225 price, but I do think they win the game here in advance.
Yeah, I put 500 on the Dodgers to win the World Series last week, hoping that they would avoid the wild card and the number. So it actually went up. I got a worse number.
Yeah.
I ended up getting a worse number. Any concern, Donnie, about Max Muncy? You know, in the long haul, it'll hurt him, but in one game, you know, they should be all right, but it sucks with Max Muncy being out now.
Yeah, they're like Alabama, though. Five-star after five-star. Just another guy steps up, another superstar in there, a big-money team. This is why they pay all that money out. You have Trevor Bowers making like $50 million a year. He's not starting, and that doesn't even make a dent, it seems like, in the rotation or the lineups here. They'll be fine, Gabe, without Muncy here.
Los Angeles Dodgers minus 225. I wanted to go, but Cam warned me not to go if I want the Dodgers to advance. And I think he's right. I'm going to let him, I'm gonna let him advance first. And then,
save your money, too. There's going to be multiple trips. This just doesn't seem like a smart, economical trip for what you need to happen with your team, too. Like, there's other times and you'll get other spots. So we're going to let this one go. As for the St. Louis Cardinals, they wish this game was played yesterday. The longer they are not playing, the worse I think it gets for them. They were a team on a heater, and you don't want to be waiting too long. Remember what happened with the Colorado Rockies? I'll never forget that World Series. They were playing the Boston Red Sox. They were the hottest team going, and they had an extended break. Major League Baseball added the time. They were horrible after that. It was just like, what happened to this magic? It's gone. And so I'm with you guys. I love the – like, you look at the Cardinals, great price, but I can't do it. It's Dodgers or nothing for me. It's Dodgers.
Yeah. Interesting. And Cam usually loves those underdogs.
I do.
All right, let's keep this rolling. Man, big game at Chavez Ravine tomorrow night. And then the winner goes to San Francisco on Friday to get the San Francisco Giants Friday, Saturday. And, I know, that's tough. Just like, you imagine, that's your reward.
It's like you're guys, fighting like, oh, God, Slayer, no, and then Giants you got to deal with Hogan. Yeah. It's like, can I get a jobber in between like Barry O? No, you're fighting like the champs. Like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe this.
That's but with tough. Scherzer going,
Jones when you need him.
Yeah, just hypothetically though, guys, if the Dodgers win, so they have Scherzer going tomorrow, but that'll set it up. So Walker Buehler, that's the power of the Dodgers, though, right?
Like they're
all right, fine, we'll go with Buehler in Game One, Urias in Game Two, boom, Scherzer back Game Three Monday at Chavez Ravine again, falls into place, right? If they win this game, man, that's going to be a hell of a series, but we got to get there first. We got to get there first. All right. The FanDuel's got number up here. So McCullers -152 in game one. Chicago TBD. Total is 8. TBD Chicago, but it got McCullers at -152. And Donnie, you said that you said you think the Astros go to the World Series. And I tell you, I got the Astros and the Rays, and I think the Astros are gonna beat the Chicago White Sox. So let me ask you guys, and I'll throw it to you first, Donnie. Series spread here. Guys, get the Houston Astros -1.5 games, Donnie, +184. Wow. There's a boost. Not even a boost without being boosted. +184. Like, is this going 5? Astros win in 4. We win +184, Donnie. What's your take on this?
You know, it's an interesting series, Gabe, that you bring this up, because it seems like we all love the White Sox throughout the summer, but after August, nobody really talked about them because they were shoo-in for the playoffs. And I don't know if that's a good thing here, because how much of pressure baseball did the White Sox play in August and September to get ready for this? You could say, like, hey, look at the Dodgers. Well, the Dodgers' knife is sharp. Why? Because they were chasing down a team where they would win 9 out of 10 games and actually lose a game in the standings to the San Francisco Giants. Not the case here in this one. Untested Chicago. Maybe is it a little bit too much too soon for them? Because I like their starting pitching, I like their lineup, and I like their bullpen. But without being in those pressure situations heading into September and October, I wonder if that's going to be a deterrent for them winning the series. I'm still going to stick with Houston. I think they pull this one out. The home field advantage will help, and also the pedigree. They're used to being there. They're used to winning championships, and they've done it in the past.
I agree with everything Donnie said there, Cameron. I think it's a split bet. Houston Astros -130. It's going up a little bit. That's a good bet. They're going to win this series at -130. And you get the Astros at -1.5 games +184. Cam, what's your take?
Yeah, I got a different take. Maybe it's out of spite.
Oh,
I don't like the Astros very much, to be honest with you. I'm going to take a shot with Arusa and the boys.
It's not about liking.
Yeah, I know it's not about liking. But I like the pitching advantage. I think the White Sox do have a pitching advantage. They have good young hitters. I worry about playing the likes of Kansas City, Minnesota, and all those other teams down the stretch. It's not good for business, but I think they're good enough to figure it out. Houston's streaky. If we get bad Houston, the party's over for them. They're going to get murdered. If good Houston shows up, then we have a really, really big problem with the White Sox. I'm sorry, guys. I got to be different on the show. We can't all be on the same. I'm taking the White Sox. I think they get it done. I think they're a better baseball team than Houston.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. You can't.
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
We're both on Boston tonight. I got to be honest with you. This series is tough. Is it not like the, it is very difficult?
No, to me, this is not. To me, it's not tough. To me, I think the Astros win in four games. Three games to
really?
One.
Really? Yeah. Wow. That's bold.
There's not that many options. I mean, I don't think they sweep them, and I don't think it goes five. So four is the answer.
Okay.
Four.
Four horsemen. That's me. I'm Arn Anderson.
Arn Anderson says no.
White Sox in five.
Had the most politically incorrect. Dude, the last week I was watching that wrestling. Walsh would know the line.
He's got to slow down. I'm with you.
He's talking to Dusty Rhodes' kid, whatever his name is. He goes, you're a big whatever. He goes, you're the type of guy, if you get carjacked, you go, here are my keys. He goes, if I get carjacked, I pull a Glock out and I blow the brains out. I'm thinking, dear God.
You're talking about shooting
you're
people
on television here, Arn. You're talking about pulling a Glock out and blowing brains out.
Yeah, you could have said put him in a pretzel or whatever.
Brewers Braves. Here's Arn.
Amazing.
Brewers Braves. Who you got? See who wins the series.
Actually, I like the Braves. Give me the dog.
Me too.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yay. We all agree there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
All right, game time decisions continues. And listen, I know the Shriners does some great work in the Shriners hospitals. We encourage people to give to them, but it's the Shriners Open. It's in Vegas, and I just can't help but think, like, outside all the local strip clubs, you're going to have all those little Shriner cars parked outside. Dude's going to be rolling up with the valet. You roll up the valet, the Shriners in a hat and a little car. Roll up, hey, park in here to tip the valet.
Yes.
So I understand the PGA Tour is going to Vegas for 2 weeks. Like, these guys don't play around. They know. They're like, no. We're not just going to stay
for a week.
Like, we're going to go for 2 weeks.
I go to Vegas for three. The PGA Tour
who
gets
does
it?
That? What other city did they ever do this? Yeah, no, we're staying here for 2 weeks.
Love
I got to tell you, high-class hookers are cashing in. In Vegas. So they're going to Vegas. And before we get to the tournament, actually, and we got Dubsy in the house. Great to see you, Dubsy. Brooks Koepka and Bryson, speaking of Vegas, they're playing head-to-head, right? Matchup in Vegas.
Yeah, great.
And let me just say, I want to credit you, Cam, on this. You said it. You were onto it at first about the online stuff. Maybe if you guys actually did hate each other for real, but you played everybody. This is like the Logan Paul or something. They played everyone for attention. They knew that they all get $5 million bonus if they get more media hits than everyone else, and they crushed everybody. Yep. So they made money. They created this fake little feud that is just a bunch of crap, Dubsy, and now they'll make more money playing against each other. They hustled everybody.
Yeah, it's a complete joke, boys. I'm not a fan of these exhibition matches to begin with, but yeah, they've lost all credit. I mean, the Ryder Cup, that was the finale. They squashed the beef. They had the big hug, you know, get rid of the boys. But for me, I'm not a fan of this. It's a 12-hole match the day after Thanksgiving. Thank goodness it's only 12 holes, boys. Look, not all golfers are exciting. Not all golfers are entertainers. These two, I wouldn't be rushing to have a beer with. So for me, it's a big miss. Not a fan at all.
Another thing is, you get T-shirts made of Step Brothers, the movie, but it's got one guy's head is DeChambeau and the other guy's Koepka. Oh, so yeah, exactly what you said, Morenci. Wrote drinking Dom Perignon together after they smoked the Europeans in the Ryder Cup. I'm so sick and tired of this fake friggin' rivalry. I couldn't give a rat's ass about this stuff. It's stupid. And you know what? If you want to watch it, sure, I'll bet on it. But I really don't care. Other than entertainment value, I'd rather watch a damn tournament. And I'm telling you, I couldn't care less about the 12-hole exhibition struggling, Morenci. Just win money. I don't care. And these guys, oh, yeah, now they're buddies all of a sudden. Like, you think we're stupid? Enough is enough. Yeah. I couldn't care less.
And look, it's boring to watch. You know, for us golf purists, it's not like a regular event. It's only two, you know, maybe four of them out there. Look, we've seen Brady, Rogers out there, Tiger Woods, Freddie Flintstone. It's not going to help the cause. This is not how golf's going to be played or watched. So it's a big miss for us, boys. It's got nothing to what we're going to see this week at the Shriners Children's Open. We've got a pretty good field lining up this week. Some of the Ryder Cup is returning to action for this time of year. Rub the hands together, boys. On a tough golf course, we're going to see another low scorer. 23 under par has been the winning mark the last two seasons. Both won with playoffs. So expect a bit of drama, bit of theatrics, and that's what we want.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm just dodging bullets from New Yorkers coming at me right now. They're coming hard. I'm sorry, Tom.
Hey, guys, New Yorkers, don't get mad. Listen. Don't get mad at this guy. I'm betting Boston, too. You could say you stupid ginger hair, blonde eyebrow freak. We don't like you either, and I'll tell you something. We're betting the Boston.
It's just money. They're plus 115.
I love all you guys. You bet against the Leafs all the time. Do I say our friendship's over? I'm going to take your friendship card. It's a damn bet. We're betting on Boston. They're underdogs. End of discussion. I'll talk to you during hockey season.
Like I said, I won't get mad at you. I just said to everybody, I won't get mad at you guys. You take the Cardinals tomorrow plus 190.
Yes, exactly. We're friends. We're betting. It doesn't mean anything.
This is Boston-New York rivalry. They hate each other that much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's deep tonight, Dobbsy.
What a beef. Hey, look, I'm
it's like
I'm
Pakistan and India and cricket. Oh, you know what the Red Sox do? It is. Yeah. Like Pakistan and India.
Yeah, it's true. It's a big match, big match. But hey, as long as you win your bets for the guys at home, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter who's on what. Should be a great match, boys.
Oh,
and the Dodgers, they better come good. My LA Dodgers should.
Let me get some sunglasses, Dubsy. Man, that's a bright-ass shirt you got today.
Not just that. This guy's teeth blinds drivers. Like, I've never seen a guy with better
the bright shirt, the white teeth.
It's like, oh my God. Like, I'm across the street, and I'm, like, talking to some loser, and oh, my God, this guy's blinding me.
You're brighter than a street light.
I'm Dubs Anderson for Crest White Strips. Oh, yeah, me. When I'm out at the golf course, I always have a great smile.
Yeah, you see Gary Player get a little hug in, huh, today?
Gary's got fast hands for an old guy. Don't be tricked, ladies. Gary's got
I was saying the same thing. I'm like, hey, Gary, high five would have sufficed. See, it's one of those, hey, nice shot.
Gary loves
hits the shot.
Hugs.
Gary right away, the hug. Oh,
he did the same thing at the Masters.
He called all of us a bunch of fat. Right away.
Yeah. He called me and this other reporter from Alabama fat pigs, and he's out hugging people. Hey, haven't seen you for a while.
You noticed that, Dubsy, though?
Yeah.
I thought that, Dubsy. I'm like, yeah, high five would have been okay there, player.
Hey, fast hands from the old player. Love to see it. Remember his son at the Masters doing the little ball scam, trying to do a shout-out? Gary Player, what a boy. Yeah, a hug was probably too close for comfort.
You gotta give us a Gary Player.
Hello. Oh, you North American losers with your bacon and butter. I'm Gary Player. I do 500 push-ups before you hit the alarm clock. I'm Gary Player. That's what he said to me at the Masters. Me and this fat guy from Alabama.
You guys are at the buffet here, Philly.
I get it. I'm overweight. Thanks for making me feel better about myself, Gary. I'm going to hit the treadmill.
Time to shove it.
I want to ask you guys.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, the North American diet, nothing but bacon and butter and saturated fats. It's like, just shut up, Gary. We get it. You're in great shape. Girls hug
yeah,
you.
We got you, mate. We got you.
That's good. I want to ask you, so I've only played in Vegas, and I live there too, but there's a lot of nice golf courses. I always wanted to play that golf course behind the wind, but it's like $500 or $600 to play. No one's ever on it. It's like it's like empty. No one's ever there. It's like
that's where they're doing Brooks Koepka.
That's where the match is.
Yeah. That's where the match is.
That's where they're playing the match.
Oh, is that really where it's gonna be behind there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because this one's in Summerlin, right?
Yeah.
TPC Summerlin this week. Yes, correct. I've played a lot of golf in Vegas, and look, it's a great idea to go there for a golf trip, but by the second day, you're absolutely in bits. No one needs 18 holes of golf in 5 hours of sunshine, but yeah,
it's too hot.
It's a great
huh?
golf in Vegas. So
what's the course right beside Mandalay? Billy Waters owns it. The one beside, there's one beside.
Might be
Mandalay.
Bally High.
Yeah, that's the one.
And there's another one.
Good fun course.
Kevin Na's home course. Southern Hills. That's another one in Vegas, too. It's at the other side by the Suncoast and the Red Rock.
I nearly moved to the Las Vegas Country Club. No joke. Nice. I was going to live on the golf course.
A lot Why of the not? Players live there in the off season.
Where? At the Las Vegas Country Club?
Well, just a lot of the golf courses.
Oh, in Vegas,
this is where they practice.
No, I was going to say, they don't live at that. The country club's not that nice. Like it used to be. It's Dave Malinsky lived there, Kim. Dave Malinsky. You know in the movie Casino, when the helicopter lands on the golf course?
Yeah.
That was Dave Malinsky's neighbor's backyard.
Amazing.
So, like, basically your backyard. Wow. It wasn't that much. Like, rent's cheap there, Kim. It was like $1,800 a month to live on the country club course.
Cheaper than New York or Vancouver or Toronto.
Yeah. And you're living on the Las Vegas Country Club. The only thing is, it's not nice around. Like, it's on Joe Brown Way. It's, like, right behind the Westgate Hilton. It's not like it's a nice area.
Really. A lot of grifters there, Gabe, as I know.
A lot of Rambos.
I can't get enough of Vegas. I'm going to swindle a trip out there this week or next week for the PGA Tour. Can't get enough of it, boys. Throw Vegas with a bit of golf. Can you imagine the caddies, what they're up to this week? Every night they'd be at the tables, drinking amongst other stuff. This is one you'd circle on the schedule 6 months out. Tell your boys, we got a bit of a party coming up here.
That's the thing. Like, you got to look at your guys' tee off times, and if you're going to rip it up, you got the morning wave in the afternoon, Gabe. You pick your spots, right? Let's get absolutely annihilated.
Sure,
my guy doesn't tee off till you just show up.
You just got to show up.
2:00.
All right, so let's jump in here. Brooks Koepka's playing this week. Speaking of Brooks is going to be playing this week. I'll throw it to you first, Dubsy. Who are you looking at? Who do you like this week?
Look, from up top of the board, prototype golfers, Kevin Na's, Cantlay's, Webb Simpson's, they've had a lot of success here. Kevin Na is a late scratch. But top of the board this week, I want to go with Scotty Scheffler. I thought he was impressive at the Ryder Cup. He's still trying to get that breakthrough win. But I think, you know, beating John Rahm, he's now got the confidence. And this is a golf course. You've got to be long, but you also need to be straight. Stay out of the fairway bunkers. And Scotty Scheffler got a pretty good short game, and that's going to be needed if you've got to get it to low 20s under par. So I like Scotty Scheffler from top of the board this week, 23-1.
Cam?
Yeah. I'm going to actually go with I would have picked Kevin Na, but he got scratched. He's Vegas resident. He would have been a great pick at 30-1 on FanDuel. Abraham Answer, this one's for you, Gogster.
Answer,
23-1. And know who else I like? I'll give you another one. Siwoo Kim, 37-1, hot player. Did well last week. He's a top 10 machine right now. He could close the door. If you're looking for a guy close to 50-1, my boy, Coke Rack. Is it Coke? Is it Crack? Is it Coke Rack? 47-1. Let's go.
I've got a guy, Cam.
He putts pretty good on bent grass as well, Coke Rack.
Yes,
that's
he does.
I've got a guy, Cam, in that neighborhood that I like. I'm going to be playing him top 20 for sure. And I think a little bit of a sprinkle. Maverick. McNeely, 45-1. Maverick.
Gabe, you've been
McNeely.
Taking my cheat sheets. You've been looking at my notes. So look, Maverick McNeely. We saw him get runner up 2 weeks ago at the Fortinet. Another guy
He's
looking
good.
For that win. But hey, he also lives down in Vegas and practices and plays at this golf course. Coached by Butch Harmon, so he's got the edge there. Hasn't done well, in his first couple of starts at this course, but this is one for him. He's a different player to what he was 12 months ago. He had a week off last week. I think he comes in motivated. Great pick. Good value. 45-1. Matt McNeely.
What do you think, game. Cam? Maverick McNeely.
Yeah. No, I like the top 20 aspect thing. There. Stop screwing. No. Okay, here's the thing, Marantz. I'm going to give you a talk about, remember our underdog thing, like take the guy to win outright. If you're going to go top 20, you got to sprinkle on Maverick McNeely, because at that price,
yeah, I know.
Even 20 bucks yeah. will get you a dime.
And first and round leader, too. We're going to start doing that all the time, right?
Yeah, even 10 or 20 bucks. Like, just have fun with it, because golf is one of those things. Like, first round leader, we almost hit it last week. We had the second place guy. We're all over this thing. I like Maverick McNeely a lot. He was on my cheat sheet, too. Like, him and Kokrak are kind of like my guys, so I'll find some bombs. Hey, Dubs, you had Trey Mullinex, Justin Thomas's friend from Alabama, 300-1. He finished fourth. Imagine that score.
I was watching it. And look, Cam, that's one thing for the guys at home with the golf betting. You don't have to win every week, but if your guys are finishing top 10, top 20, you're doing something right. So stick to that strategy. But yeah, I was watching that on Sunday. And look, that was a great opportunity for the value play. Sam Burns, pretty impressive. But I think Matt McNeely, one of these young guys,
Sam Burns
be on the list.
We told Dubsy, I go, listen, Zalatoris, until he does it, he did nothing on Sunday. You know who won? Sam Burns. Sam Burns is like, give me another championship. See, that's the thing. Zalatoris can win this week, but I'd rather have a guy like Sam Burns who knows how to win. That's the whole thing, right? Willie Z's got to do it before I get on the train.
Yeah, and look, Willie
boy
Gulks
is in the chat.
Coming from behind.
What's
he
saying?
There's too many people.
Getting that win.
I can't keep up. The chat's moving too fast. We'll get to his picks tomorrow night.
Gulks, sub son.
Dobbsy, great stuff, Dobbsy.
Later, Dobbs.
Enjoy the Dodgers game tomorrow. Let's go Dodgers, yeah.
Dodgers, they can win also. That'd be nice.
Dobbsy just wants to go on a Vegas bender right now. That's like, yeah, it's Nick Cam would like to join him.
He's blinding me with those teeth. They're so damn white.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. We've got in-game live coming up, but we're on the clock right now. Let's get into some early hockey. The baseball game doesn't start for an hour. So NHL preseason, Sabres and Penguins, I don't want any part of this. I sort of do lean with the Penguins, to be honest, but maybe the Penguins had a parlay. But what I am playing, give me the Florida Panthers. The Panthers are undefeated, all right? The Panthers are undefeated, and they don't like the Lightning. And to me, getting plus 150 in a spot like this is just sort of like you've got to do it. Right, so we got value pick with the Florida Panthers. Montreal Canadiens and Toronto Maple Leafs. I didn't think the Canadiens are getting mad as far as they lost 7-2 the other night. Like they gave up 7 goals. And I know the coaching staff was not impressed like with their defense. It's one common theme. We talked about it last night. I'm reading a lot of the coaches, Cam. A lot of these coaches are getting mad about like, hey, the regular season starts next week and you guys better start playing like regular season hockey now. Like it's getting real now in the NHL preseason. I expect tonight, Cam, the Kraken and the Canucks to be a low-scoring game, bro. We talked about it the other night. The Kraken do not play, like, stuff. Travis Green was bitching about, like, defense and tightening things up and all that. You know, it's 6 tonight. Give me the under and the Kraken Canucks later. Give me the under 6.5. So early picks here. Montreal Canadiens, Toronto Maple Leafs, under 6.5. And give me the Florida Panthers as plus 150 dogs, Cam.
You know what, Gabe? I'm going to actually, because the Leafs didn't play too good against Ottawa, I think they take frustrations out on the Canadiens tonight, but I'm going to parlay them with the Islanders to plus 125. I'm going to ride your pick. I like the Panthers. You can't say no at that price, plus 150. I wish the puck
How can you say no to Stanley
less.
C. Panther?
Oh, I love Stanley
no one
C.
says
Panther.
No to he's Stanley
a,
C.
He, no, he's a friend. Like, I wish he was almost like my pet. Like, I like Stanley C. Panther. I bet on Florida all the time. Tampa Bay, they broke my heart last year.
It's true.
Anyway,
you did. Stubbornly, you did.
You know what? I'll take the Islanders. I'm going to take a shot on the puck.
I'm parlaying.
1.5. Yeah.
I'm going to parlay the Penguins and the Islanders, plus 106.
Yeah, you know what? I want the Penguins in a round-robin parlay with the Islanders and Leafs as well. Screw the Sabres. They're going to get murdered tonight by Pittsburgh. I'm with you.
Let's Penguins, go. Islanders, parlay. Penguins, Islanders, parlay.
a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.